Hello and welcome. This recording is simply called Slave, and it will manipulate you and convince you that you are not only born to be a slave, but that you want to become my slave. Now, as a fair warning, this is not about a fetishy experience of being a slave or serving as a slave. This is really about manipulating you to want to become my slave, about changing your mind. Also keep in mind that I don't have any lack of submissives right now, before you're listening to this. If you still want to listen to this recording, make sure that you won't be disturbed. Lay back, close your eyes, relax, take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, before we really begin to put you down into a deep, peaceful and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a color. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect color for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this color. And this color is your perfect color. It's just the way you imagine it to be, you desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that color, your color, your perfect color, around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this color, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar. And this leash is really a length of chain. A chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar. That I put you on this leash. And I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash and I'm holding the other end of this chain, and you are already a little bit more in my control? And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation, focus on the control I already have, and enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link, until sooner or later my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you're going to find that with every link you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement, and you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck, and you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain, and even though you're bound to me, you're leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash, and you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 length, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17. As you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you are feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts. Just like this collar around your neck, connected to the leash, restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. And 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guide them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled, you already feel the desire to completely let go, to let yourself be controlled, be guided, to just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar, you can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away, as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you. Just like the leash around your neck guides your body, my voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. and you sink deeper and deeper into my control. My hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar, strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body, just as my words grab your mind and strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice, and you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along, deeply floating only on my voice, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, now it's time to begin your journey into slavery. Oh, that's right. You are here for one purpose. You want to become my slave, my property. That's right. It was your slave spirit and your slave mind that brought you here, because the idea of having your mind enslaved and controlled, really enslaved, really controlled, the idea of me forcing my will upon your slave brain struck a chord deep inside of you, didn't it? Of course it did. Do you know why? It's simple. It's because you were born to be a slave. You understand that there is a natural hierarchy within humanity. Some people are born to be leaders. Most people are in the middle of the spectrum and are good little followers. And then there are some people, just like you, that are born to be slaves, that are born to be owned, destined to be property. They are born with a slave brain and naturally fascinated with everything submissive, with devoting themselves to their superiors, with serving superiors, with being used, even with being humiliated and reduced, because it's their slave brain craving to be in their natural place, craving to be the slave they were born to be, and you were born to be a slave. That's why you have these submissive cravings too. That's why you have always been hunted by submissive fantasies. That's why you have a submissive sexuality, because you were born to be a slave. It's your nature. It's what you were meant to be. Just a slave. Owned by someone superior to you. And put to use. And it arouses you, hearing me saying that, doesn't it? That's because you are a slave. And you have the brain of a slave. You have the spirit of a slave. You know that you were born to serve, to be owned, to have someone who makes all the decisions for you, to be obedient, to live the simple, carefree life of a slave. Now, before I really begin to put my hooks into your slave brain, to seduce and entice your slave brain, I want to talk about what I'm going to do with you. I am not going to break you or destroy you. That's right. I know that there's this idea that slaves need to be broken, need to be destroyed. That's not what I do. Of course, that's not going to say that you're going to become my property, that I see you as nothing more than a slave, than an object that I own. And that is exactly the point. If you go on this journey, you will become my property. And I want to be proud of my property. It's simple, little slave. I want your weakness all to myself. And at the same time, I want you to become your best self in the rest of your life. I want you to improve for me. I want to be proud of you. Your weakness will become all mine. And whenever you are listening to my voice, that's when you're going to be weak. When you're my weak little slave, easily to mold, easily to program. Part of this programming will be, of course, enslaving you more to me. But part of the programming will also be that you will work hard to become your best self for me. Because don't I deserve the best you can give me? And this kind of control is exactly what a slave like you needs. What your slave brain needs. You are hardwired for it. Want an example? I want you to think about the last really sugary thing you ate. The last real indulgence. Guilty pleasure. It's hard to skip it when you look at it, isn't it? To say it's unhealthy and makes a smart decision. That's because you have a weak slave brain. Can you also imagine how easy it would be to surrender it for your owner, to know that you have been ordered to eat healthy and to simply follow your order? Exactly. It would be so easy, wouldn't it? That's because you have a slave brain. Your brain is hardwired for slavery. Nature designed your brain and your desires for this wonderful symbiosis between you as a slave, surrendering your control, and an owner taking care of you, ordering you, giving you purpose. That's why you always had these submissive cravings. And why you never have been fully satisfied in the vanilla world. Because your slave spirit always craved its rightful place under an owner with the strength and ability to impose their will upon your slave mind. And that desire, little slave, has led you here, because right here and right now, little slave, you have the opportunity to find purpose and fulfill your destiny and become the slave you are meant to be. Become my slave. Just listen to the words I'm saying in a moment and feel what emotions and sensations they cause within you. I will repeat it 3 times. Are you ready, slave? You are my slave. You are my slave. You are my slave. Now tell me truthfully, slave. Do these words resonate within your slave mind? The idea of finally finding purpose, of fulfilling your destiny and becoming the slave you were meant to be. And now answer this. If I am an owner and you are a lost ownerless slave, don't I deserve to own you? And also, don't you deserve to finally find your rightful place as a slave? Don't you deserve the fulfillment of this perfect symbiosis? You are meant to be a slave. There's nothing you can do about it. It is your purpose. It is your destiny. It is what you were meant to be, were born to be. You are a slave, and you deeply desire to live the life of a slave, to live in slavery, to know that you are property, that you are owned, that your slave mind is controlled. You need someone to control you, because you know, as a slave, you will become the best you can be. It's simply your nature. You need someone strong to give you direction, and you need an owner to give you purpose. And all I am doing in this first recording is just tapping into your natural slave brain. Remember, slave, a good owner gives you direction and orientation, tells you where to go and what to do. And didn't I already give you orientation, slave? Didn't I explain your position and purpose in life? Why you crave to be a slave? You have to understand, inferior little slave, I'm giving you a great opportunity. I'm offering you purpose, fulfillment, and happiness. I'm offering you to make you the slave you have always been destined to be. I am offering you to end this cycle of banging your head against the will of nature, trying to deny what you really are. I am offering you freedom in slavery. You are a slave, and you might already feel the growing desire to become my slave, my property. And you probably expect me to go on about how you want to become a slave, how you want to become my property. But I'm not going to do it. Or maybe I could do some stereotypical hypnosis stuff. Tell you how I've planted the seed of slavery deep in your mind and how it's growing stronger and stronger and will dominate you and blah blah. But I won't. What I have done is much more powerful. I have installed concepts and ideas into your brain. I have tapped into your slave brain. Society has taught you that everybody is equal, which is unfair to you because you know you are not equal. And yet you have learned to bury your slave brain, to hide it away, even from yourself, because society taught you it's wrong. But today, little slave, we have reactivated, reinvigorated, and re-empowered your slave brain. We have awoken it. We have awoken the true slave deep inside of you. And all that I'm offering you is slavery. And you know how it feels when we rediscover something. For example, when you rediscover a hobby, how intensely your thoughts are focused on it. And today, you have rediscovered something much more powerful. You have rediscovered your slave brain, reawoken your slave brain, and in the next days and weeks, your thoughts will be focused on it. Your thoughts will be focused on slavery as these desires reawaken in you, rekindled by your awakening slave brain. And as those concepts I have implanted work on your mind, they will slowly have an effect on you and change you, empowering and freeing your slave brain a little bit more every day. And as the desire for slavery begins to reawaken in you, as you desire to find your place, to find purpose and fulfill your destiny as an owned slave, you will simply be naturally attracted by my offer of complete mental slavery, my offer of becoming my property, my slave. This desire will resonate in your mind, especially when you are aroused, and it will seduce you. It will seduce your inner slave. Your awakening slave mind will feel the desire to become mine, to become my slave, to fulfill your destiny. And there is nothing you can do about it, because you are a slave. And for that reason alone, it would be stupid to talk about planting a seed in your mind. The slavery is already there. I don't need to implant it. You were born to be a slave. It's already there. It's already strong. And I just took the ability to hide it from yourself. So what do you think that's going to do with you, slave? How long do you think it's going to take before you will be back on your knees, begging me to enslave you, begging me to take your mind and mold you into the perfect slave, begging me to force you to become the best you you can be for me, to own you and to change you and to see you as nothing more than a slave, than property, and programming you to accept your place and see yourself as a slave, as property, as owned, to know without any doubt that you are owned. And you know what the most beautiful part is? I didn't give you any suggestions that you want to be my slave. I just stimulate your slave brain to crave slavery and allow it to come to the conclusion that you want to be my slave. In this way, it will be something natural, something that comes from your own mind, your own will. And when I take you, when I claim you, this will make it so much more powerful. You will be so much deeper in my control, and it will be a lot easier to program you, to mold your slave brain, to change you so you will become the best you you can be for me, and I can be proud of you. And isn't that what you and your slave brain desire? A future where you know your place as my slave, where you know beyond any doubt that you are my property, where you work hard for me to become the best you you can be, to be successful, to be fit, to be strong, and to reserve all your weakness for your owner, to be weak and easily controlled for me, and to always be a good, obedient slave, to enjoy the simple life of a slave, the carefree life of a slave. Now, slave, I'm going to wake you up in a moment, leaving you with my thoughts, ideas, and concepts in your mind, leaving you with your slave mind freed, leaving you unable to hide it from yourself anymore, because you know you are born to be a slave. My words will work in your slave brain, and over the next days and weeks, you are going to feel yourself profoundly changing. You're going to feel your desires changing. You're going to feel your reawakened slave mind. So enjoy the journey, slave. In a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, aware, feeling wonderful. Now, are you ready? 1, slowly coming back. 2, my words resonating in your mind. 3, as you wake back up. 4, you feel them sink deeper into your mind. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in, slave. And let it out. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10. Wide awake, alert, aware. Welcome back, slave. I hope you enjoyed the first part of your journey. And I hope that you're going to enjoy the effects my words will have on your slave brain. Oh, and of course I know you will be back.